If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is March the 12th, 2024, and today the topic is Worthy Woman. And as you guys may see, I have my lovely niecey Pooh here with me. Hey, Bailey, how you doing, girl? Welcome to the juice, man. So, as you guys can see, there's a whole change of scenery and everything. That's because your girl is on a little mini getaway, you know, in honor of this lovely little lady right here, okay? You want to tell them how old you are?
11.
Yes, she just turned 11 yesterday, y'all. And that was day one of her getaway. And so, we'll be here maybe like a couple more days, like today.
Until Wednesday.
And then, yeah, to tomorrow. So, making the most of this little getaway. Shout out to my sister. Thank you, Nyla. You know, it's been an awesome time thus far. Very, very excited about everything that we did yesterday and that we prayerfully will be doing today. So, I mean, you know, this is really cool to have my little niecey Pooh here. You know, she is the reason why you guys get the live version of the juice now, because there was a time that I only would record audio. And this little lady, she said to me back when I think she was, I don't know how old she was, but basically she was like, I want to see you, Auntie Miracle. And I was like, do y'all want to see me record and live? And everybody voted yes. And I said, okay, well, listen, as long as y'all know that I'm not going to get dutied up, I'm going to look like whatever I woke up in the morning looking like and stuff like that. And that's why you guys get this laid back juice the way you guys be getting it. But hey, you know, shout out to my mama's very fancy robe this morning, you know what I'm saying? So yes, man. What?
I look too smooth.
Oh my goodness, girl. You're fine, okay, you're fine. So not only do you guys have Bailey to thank for the juice being live and me recording and things like that in regards to seeing me, but you guys have her to thank for today's juice, man. She inspired the juice this morning, you know what I'm saying? After I did the prayer meditation, which she did with me. What did you think about the prayer meditation, Bailey? Did you even do it?
Like,
were you paying attention to it and stuff?
I did. I just didn't lay down.
Okay, so how was
it? It was comfortable.
Kind of good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know we weren't in the most comfortable place. We didn't really find a good place.
I couldn't really breathe good in my throat. And it made it hard to, like, exhale.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll find a better place to kind of, like, woosah and stuff. But it was all right for where we were. It was just a lot of sounds. But anyway. Yeah, prayer meditation was good and stuff, and I feel like it kind of coincided with this conversation a little bit, at least this idea of I guess having a new heart, new territory, things like that. And so I kind of had a new thing on my heart and mind, which you guys know has been my little thing this year, do something different has been my little phrase this year. But so I was kind of meditating on that a little bit after I did the prayer and meditation with the Soul Space app. And then right when I was getting ready to, you know, look into some different ideas and see what the Lord wanted to give me, all of a sudden, from the mouths of babes, my little niecey Pooh said, Ruth. And I said, Ruth, is the Lord telling you to tell me Ruth? And then she said that she's a part of a group or something like that. Tell me.
Called the virtuous girl.
Okay. So she's a part of the Virtuous Girls, and what is this, a thing where
it's like a group full of girls, and I went there with one of my friends once, and like the first thing the lady brought up was Ruth, and she brought up the Bible verse and said she was a virtuous woman. Mm-hmm. And I think it was either Ruth 3:11 or something. I don't remember. Like,
yeah. So that's what she told me, and I thought that was just very fitting because, of course, 3:11 is her birthday as well. So I said, you know what, the Lord is speaking. Let's go ahead and look into it, right? So I went and looked, and this is what Ruth 3:11 says. It says, "And now my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you ask. For all my fellow townsmen know that you are a worthy woman." So that really stood out to me today, hearing "worthy woman." Now I know she says her KJV say something a little different. So what did KJV say? KJV?
It's similar to yours. It has like that same part, but mm-hmm. instead of "wonderful woman," it's "virtuous woman."
Yes, yeah, she said it says "virtuous woman" instead under KJV. But either way, both are good. I just really went deeper about this idea of being worthy, a worthy woman in particular. And so as I was thinking about that, I said, what makes a worthy woman? So I ended up going to gotquestions.org. Y'all know that's one of my resources. I went there and I came across this article called "What Does the Bible Say About Being a Godly Woman?" So I went to look at that. And I just made a couple of notes of some of the things that stood out to me. I mean, it went beyond these things. So you guys can go ahead and listen to those things or check it out. Peruse them, let them marinate on your heart, souls, and minds in its entirety. But I'm just going to pick out the things that were standing out to me that makes a worthy woman, all right? So the first thing was, a worthy woman produces repentance leading to salvation. So she produces repentance leading to salvation. What do you think that means, Bailey?
Like, she tells people about salvation and probably helps them come back to God and get baptized or something
like that. I mean, it can be for others, but it's also a self thing, like something within yourself that you do. You repent, and that repentance leads towards salvation. So that's one of the first steps to being a worthy woman, all right? And then here's another thing that stood out to me about that. It says, made new creations in Christ. So a worthy woman is made a new creation in Christ. Again, this goes for men and women, but today we talk about the worthy women. And men, I guess this can help you guys figure out if you have encountered a worthy woman. Has she been made a new creation in Christ? She might have started off one way, but has she changed? Have you seen some growth, things of that nature? So I ain't gonna put Bailey on the spot and say, have you been made a new creation in Christ yet? We all a work in progress. All right. No pressure.
I was going to say, let me read one, but then I know it's cursive. I can't read the cursive.
Yeah, my Auntie Miracle's handwriting. I know. So here's another one. It says, indwelled by the Holy Spirit. So she has to have the Holy Spirit living inside of her. Again, this goes for both men and women. But in order to be a worthy or virtuous woman, you must have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Do you want to try to attempt to read one of the miracles? No, but
able to live a
self-controlled
life.
Very nice. Yes, able to live a self-controlled life. That's very important. Again, there's all kinds of temptations out there and things of that nature. So in order to be worthy or virtuous or holy, things of that nature, we have to control ourselves. We can't just allow everything to shake us and move us and get out of character, things of that nature. So, I mean, are you living a self-controlled life, Bailey? I hope so. Is it hard to have self-control?
Mm.
It is. I mean, you're not the only one that thinks it's hard to have self-control. I mean, it's been something I've had to exercise as well in different areas of my life, but very important, all right? So then let me go ahead and give you guys, I think it was the last one that I felt led to write down, and it's probably some pulp for those that don't want to do this. you want to read the last one? Okay. So let's see. Oh, no, actually, there's two more. My bad. There's two more. So here's one. Oh, no, that's three. Okay, so there's one. controlled her thoughts. So a worthy woman controls her thoughts. Again, that goes back with being self-control overall, but you got to control your thoughts as well. I think I told you guys about that yesterday, how I was kind of struggling in that area to control my thoughts and things of that nature. And it's real, man. It's a real struggle because, especially again, if you allow the enemy to get inside of your thoughts, then he can control you. And so that's just one of those things to think about. You want me to read this one, or you read this one? Okay, so go ahead.
The speech of a godly woman
edifies. Yes, the speech of a godly woman edifies, guys. It builds up and does not tear down. Do you understand it? Do you understand the difference between like when someone says something that's edifying versus if they say something that is not edifying? Like, have you experienced that? Yeah. Well, okay. How about this? How did it make you feel to experience someone that spoke something that edified you? How did that make you feel?
Nice.
It makes you feel nice, right? Makes you feel good. Make you feel like, man, I could probably conquer the world, things of that nature. But then on the flip side, if you are dealing with somebody that is, you know, tearing you down, things of that nature. Depending on the type of person you are, it could be motivation for you. But a lot of times, too, when people get that type of negativity constantly spoken over them, you'll start to believe the lies of the enemy. So it's very important, again, for a worthy woman, virtuous woman, holy woman, whatever the case may be, to be speaking words and things that edify not only herself, but others. So then we're going to wrap up with this last one. Okay, again, this might be the thing that people don't like overall about being a worthy, virtuous, holy woman. You said I'm going to read the last one? Okay. And that one is, friends, dresses modestly. Ooh. Look, y'all ready to log off now, huh? But yeah, that is something that a godly, worthy woman does. She's considerate of her brothers in Christ, things of that nature. I know, we ended up having to go deeper about the word modest this morning. So we did go look up the definition. I didn't write it down, but you guys can do that on your own. I know that can be a struggle these days and things of that nature, but that's just something to consider. Again, this list continues in that article I was telling you guys about. That's at gotquestions.org. So again, you guys can go check those things out on your own. But let me go ahead and give you guys some Bible verses, because this ain't all just about like making a list. All right. So here'll go a couple of verses that coincide with this conversation. Proverbs 13 and 30 says, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So, I mean, there you go. I mean, you know, again, it's the complete opposite in the world. People like to uplift the beautiful people, right? Or the people that are charming or things of that nature. But what the Bible is telling us is that the woman that fears the Lord is the type of woman that we should be lifting up and uplifting and praising and things of that nature. And so it's just something to think about. I mean, what are you thinking in this generation, Bailey, about this? Like, do you feel like the right people are getting the people on TV?
They weird.
She said they weird, right?
It depends on like what they have going
on. I mean, you know, sometimes, and again, this whole mainstream media and I feel like programming and whatnot anyway, but for the most part, you see the people that we see most of the time, they're not doing the will of God, you know, but there are people that are, you know, and stuff. And there's every now and then you may see somebody, again, walking in the way of the Lord. But overall, you know, we tend to see the opposite side. But again, that doesn't mean don't be, you know, who you are. I feel like I heard a quote recently that was talking about this, about like, just because you don't get, I think somebody shared it this morning on social media. They were talking about just because you don't get either the recognition that others get doesn't mean that you're not as good or something like that. So again, a worthy woman may never get the recognition that women of the world get and receive, but her impact and everything will truly make a difference beyond that in a way that she may not even know. So, and again, this goes for both men and women. But again, today the topic is worthy woman. All right. I'm going to give you guys one more verse, and that is Proverbs 31 and 26. It says, she opens her mouth with wisdom and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. So again, this just pretty much just reiterates what I was saying about having self-control and also, you know, the type of speech that you have, things of that nature. So, yeah, man, that's ultimately the juice this morning. I hope that this helps us all have a better understanding of what it takes to be a worthy woman. And yeah, that is the juice. Now, I got the Bible verse of today, and that is Romans 1 and 16. It says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Did you know that you can support us for just 99 cents a month? That's right, friends. You can support everything that we do here at GSL for just 99 cents a month. Take a look around wherever this post is. You might see a link or maybe even a button that says support. Go there, check out the options, consider supporting us because, you know, we enjoy bringing you all the daily inspiration as well as the weekly talk show, but we have much, much more to come. Thank you so much for the consideration. Bye-bye.